Morning, James. How's it going, buddy?
Going pretty good. Yeah, I was just thinking about you.
Well, yeah, I wanted to give you the good news right away. So I was able to get you reapproved. That's good news. It's like I said, it's probably going to be a little bit higher. So your payment would come out to $661.58 per month.
Man,
what? They're looking at it as a startup at this point. Once you get 2 years' time in business, you can give me a call and we can refinance it or something for you at that point.
Yeah, that's real high shit. So I mean, what? So the trailer is $12,000 or something. So how much is it really gonna be on that end?
How much is it gonna be when? I'm sorry.
How much is it really gonna be on that end for 660 something? How many months? I know
that's for 48 months, actually. That's for 4 years, actually. So my recommendation is once you hit 2 years' time in business, and I'll put a follow-up in my system here as well, we can refinance it for you and probably bring that down quite a bit, more towards what it was initially.
Yeah, so that's, like, outrageous. That's just like paying $200 a week.
Well, I mean, it's up there. It's a startup loan, so I mean they're expensive just by nature. Yeah, same for restaurants, same for everybody, you know.
I knew they were gonna cutthroat me. I just had a feeling they all do the same thing. They tell you, okay, you good, and then a couple weeks later, we need something else, and then a couple weeks later, then when they finally got you all tied in, what you're waiting on it, then they always throw it up. It's the same routine with everything. I own a lot of stuff, so.
Oh, yeah, it pissed me off, too, because I provided them your time and business, and you know, they came back with a good approval, that initial approval, and all it said was, you know, everything was fine. It just said normal stuff. We just need a copy of the invoice, a copy of the title, tax exemption certification, all normal stuff. And then they said, okay, well, we need proof of time and business. And I said, hey, I submitted their Secretary of State that showed when they started the business on March 20th, 2015. You guys approved it with that information that I sent with it. And they're like, well, if we can get 2 years' time in business. And I said, well, he's been a driver for well over 2 years, just wasn't underneath Smith & Son Trucking. You know, he was 1099 employee for a couple other companies.
It ought to be a law for them once they do stuff, they can't go back. Because that shit, once we do shit, then we can't go back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, if I were to screw up on my numbers and get loan documents and they're signed, I have to stick with it, you know. So yeah, no, I hear.
So
you.
How long is it gonna take me to get all this stuff back? That's the only thing I'm concerned with right now. Cause if I go in debt, I'm not gonna take it no way if they take too long. Cause they already pissed me off. So if I don't get that stuff today, I probably won't take it no way. So when they gonna send me papers? That's what they need to be concerned about.
Well, the only thing I need to do is just get an updated invoice from Sean. The good news is with this loan is that you don't have to put any money down. You do have to make your first month's payment and last month's payment, but that goes towards the loan. There's no, you know, money down that goes towards the end of the loan. So
yeah, but I basically paid for the trailer already.
How's that? You already gave some money to Sean?
Yeah, I already been paid for the trailer. We were just waiting on y'all to come back through.
Okay, so I just need a. Why are you the funds then, instead of Sean?
Yeah, however, he said he's just waiting on the funds, and once he gets the funds or whatever, I don't know how y'all do it, but yeah, that's all we're waiting on, so I can go get my trailer, because it might be done today.
Okay, yeah, great, yeah, if you want to let him know that, I sent him an email. I haven't had a chance to call him yet. I just wanted to email him and ask for an updated invoice and let him know, you know, that I emailed him and let him know that I got you, you know, reapproved. So we're good to go there, and yeah, basically I just need an updated invoice from him. The one that he sent over just showed the money down, so I just need one without the money down on there. An invoice, the reason they're so picky about it is because it's actually a legal contract between you, and it just protects you really in the long run. But Sean's usually pretty good about getting stuff over to me, so I'll be able to get the loan documents out to you today, and you can probably get them sent back to me today as well, and hopefully get it funded tomorrow. I worked with Sean for a while, so he might even just release the trailer. without.
Yeah, because we already did all our part. He was just heading shopping. We were waiting on y'all. So I mean.
Okay. Yeah, I apologize. I had a long talk with him on Friday, and said you guys need to pay attention to everything, you know. And I even put that this is a startup company on the write up. You know, I have to do a write up on every company that I submit. So they dropped the ball big time.
Yeah, it's outrageous. I knew the devil was gonna fuck me in any type of way. I'm always fucked. I just want the trailer. So as soon as you run, send me a paper immediately. So I can get this stuff so I can get my life going, because I'm not going to be able to pay $661 while they're sitting on my trailer.
So. Nah, I hear you. No, nobody can do that. So, okay, yeah, as soon as I get the updated invoice from Sean, I'm going to actually request the loan documents prior to that, but I'll get the loan documents for you today, though.
Yeah, because, I mean, shit, paying $660-something, shit, they need to have that. They supposed to have had that before we woke up, because can't nobody make payments like that, and you're sitting on the trailer. So tell them to jump on it if they want it, or I'll shut it down today if they don't send me my documents.
Okay. Now, we'll get them out to you today. No problem.
Okay.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.